Okay, so we are down to the last minute, and now it's time to vote.
And maybe you've heard about the biggest statewide races or local important issues in your town, and you might already know who's got your vote for governor or for Congress.
But when it comes to the races that haven't been on your mind all year, we've got you covered. I'm Annie Russell, and I produce All Things Considered at Vermont Public Radio.
And I'm Liam Elder Connors, Morning Edition producer at VPR. One of those races might be Onondaga. And Annie, before you tell us who's running, could you just, you know, refresh my memory what the auditor does?
I can. You can think of an auditor like a watchdog for state government. The mission of the office is to, quote, foster the prevention of waste, fraud, and abuse. And what that means is the office is responsible for evaluating whether or not state agencies are fulfilling their missions. And it also oversees financial audits that track where taxpayers' dollars are going.
So it's the state's tax auditor.
Kind of. The auditor oversees that, like I said, but the office actually uses an outside contractor to perform the financial audits. But with that being said, the auditor still has bottom line responsibility for those contracted audits, too.
But you also said they check in on state agencies. What exactly does that mean?
Yeah, so those are performance audits, and basically those are reports on whether government programs and operations are working effectively and efficiently.
Gotcha. All right, so who's running?
So there are three candidates for auditor on Vermont's ballot in the general election. They are Marina Brown, Dan Feliciano, and Doug Hoffer. All three candidates spoke with VPR about the race and their stances on various issues.
All right, let's go down the list, starting with Marina Brown. What's she doing? What's her deal?
Brown is the Liberty Union candidate, and she has a background in IT, but she's retired now and runs a small family farm. She hasn't held elected office in Vermont before, but she did run for lieutenant governor back in 2014. And Brown's big thing is transparency. Here's what she told VPR's Alex Keefe last month.
Well, I think that Vermont has a big problem with transparency. I was particularly disappointed by the health exchange and how it performed with its security issues. I did a Freedom of Information request about the security issues with the health exchange, and the health exchange refused to release the results of its penetration, the pen test on its securities, saying that was that would be released HIPAA information.
Did Brown have any ideas about what more transparency would actually look like?
She really wants to publish more information. She sees the auditor's office as a means to make more records public. She mentioned criminal records, for instance. But she says she'd go a step further and create websites where Vermonters could just look up that information publicly.
Okay, so Marina Brown, check. Dan Feliciano is also running for auditor. What can you tell us about him?
Dan Feliciano is an efficiency and financial consultant, and he also hasn't held elected office in Vermont, though he has run for governor twice before. And Feliciano is focused on the idea of operational efficiency, and here he is explaining that.
And one of the things I'm talking about doing is introducing a very simple auditor scorecard that measures your financial performance, understanding their customers, how do Vermonters feel about the performance.
And Feliciano thinks that the work of the auditor's office should be expanded. He wants the auditor to work with lawmakers as bills are being considered, so earlier in the process. He says he wants to be certain that specific review criteria are included in key bills to ensure that the legislation can be properly evaluated if it becomes law. That's different than the way it is now because typically the auditor doesn't work with policy.
What does Vermont's current auditor, Doug Hoffer, think about that change?
Well, Hoffer says that jeopardizes the ability of the auditor to be a bipartisan watchdog for government. Hoffer's argument is that if the auditor is involved in making policy, how can he or she audit those policies effectively?
And Hoffer is also running again for auditor.
Yeah, Hoffer is the candidate for both the Democratic and Progressive parties, and he's seeking a third term in office. He's very aware that the work of the auditor isn't at the top of everyone's mind, even though it is really important. So while the governor, along with lawmakers, get to run campaigns based on policies they support, the auditor is more concerned with how government is working. Here's Hoffer.
how an entity the size of state government, which is a very big business, really goes about its business day in and day out. And some of those things are very prosaic. You know, they're not about highfalutin decisions that policymakers make about, well, how will we fund higher education? It's more about, well, who gets a cell phone? You know, how do we know that we've given the right people cell phones and gotten the right plans for them? How do we know that we're adhering to the guidelines on purchasing practices? You know, are you adhering to the rules? And taxpayers have a right to expect that.
So that's the auditor's race. Now it's time to vote.
Time to Vote is produced by me, Annie Russell.
And me, Liam Elder Connors. Our editor is John Dillon.
We have digital support from Emily Alphen Johnson, Sarah Simon, and Jonathan Butler.
As well as Taylor Dobbs, Angela Evansy, and Meg Malone. You can find the rest of the Time to Vote series online at vpr.net when you search for Time to Vote.
Thanks for listening.